Tracy from Stack. Anybody else want to talk? Okay, then I'll go ahead. Thanks, Kim. It's a speculation, and who knows for sure till we look at the numbers, but it seems to me that's a reasonable explanation for the premium overrun, and it's the most reasonable that I've heard. Yeah, so I appreciate that, and yeah, that's the kind of thing that's going to come back to bite you in the behind. I mean, to sort of draft off of what Bill was saying, you know, it's been customary in this foundation for some period of time to spend every single dime that comes through the door. And, you know, we are reaching a point, well, we've already reached a point where the inability to rebuild reserves has really become crucial because the economy collapsed. And so the scenario of, well, we'll just make it till the next fund drive and then the money will come pouring through the door, you know, it doesn't always happen. And we don't have a margin for error. And unfortunately, we seem to have a culture where not spending every dime is perceived to be as some kind of an assault on the social fabric. And, you know, the reality is that that's what taking care of the foundation means. It means putting it in a position so it can crest, fund drives going up and down, development efforts being successful or not successful, and all the sort of, you know, vagaries of operating public radio stations, which is sometimes they do well, sometimes they don't do so well. You have to be prepared for either eventuality, and we're basically prepared for nothing. We're basically just hoping and praying that things go well, and if they don't, we don't have a plan. And it's been frustrating, and my hope is that maybe we can get a little more clarity on the fact that we've got to be prepared for things not to go well, and that we've got to build enough financial stability within this organization that it's not a crisis every 5 minutes, and so we don't solve problems by not paying our bills, which is pretty much what we do now.
Yeah,
it's something that I don't like being associated with, and something that frankly is not going to work indefinitely. It's just not going to work. We stop paying central services. We stop paying any bills that are not absolutely crucial. The holes that you're suggesting, Kim, in those KPFK budgets probably have to do with cash flow problems and things not being paid as a result. And, it's a horrible way to do business, and it's a completely ridiculous cash flow strategy. And we have to do something, you know. Hopefully this will be the year.
Yeah,
okay,
Kim,
that's the end of the speech. I heard Bill and Kim. I heard someone else, but it was kind of muffled. Who was it? Okay, let's go to Michael first. Then we'll go to Kim and Bill.
I just want to point out that, as I said when I gave the beginning part of the report, that the what was attributed to me as the reason for the overrun on the premium was the shipping cost of the water filtration system, which was pitched last time. It was apparently very popular but quite expensive, especially on the shipping end. Maybe there's something else hidden by that, but that was the reason that was given.
Thanks.
I also reported, as I said in prior to Bill's question, that I pointed out to the general manager that the NFC-approved budget cut staffing and had severances in it, and he acknowledged that was the case, but nothing has happened on that yet, so I think that's something that's going to have to be looked at. And then finally, I wanted to say that we are trying to get another report. We're having a finance committee meeting at a station. We'll look into the discrepancies that Kim is pointing out. We'll get another report for February. We're planning to do our quarterly update in March. We're also trying to initiate a process of strategic budgeting for the station so that the LSB can participate with the management and the staff in defining what it is we're trying to carry out as a station, what funding is necessary to carry that out, and how we're going to raise that funding. So we're, I think we do have to have a plan along the lines of what you're talking about.
Okay, thanks, Michael. So Bill, I guess, is next on the stack, and then Kim, and then we will move across the country, hopefully. Bill?
Okay, well, I'll just be brief. I just really am afraid of this. I think what's been happening, not just at your station, but some of the others, is, we wait for the CPB funds because there's not enough money to pay for the expenses the next few months. and then we burn through all the CPB money, and then what are we going to do? Because if we don't have enough revenue coming in from fund drives or other minor revenue sources, you know, car donations and things, you're not going to be able to pay all your bills before the end of the year. And I see that coming. I think you need to make some cuts, and they need to be pretty quick, because you're going to have some real unpleasant things happening otherwise. You know, Michio Kaku, those of you who take explorations and broadcast it, you know, when he's pitching for us in Fund Drive, you know, he says, do this thought experiment. What happens when you don't pay your electric bill? What happens when you don't pay this? You know, we can't just keep assuming that it's okay, and that's what might have to happen.
Okay, Kim, Michael, look on line 128, premiums, $110,000 over budget.
Yes, I pointed that out when I gave
shipping,
you
the shipping is $20,000 over budget. So the shipping was not the big problem. $114,000 is just for premiums over budget. Okay? So if he's telling you they were just expensive shipping, these numbers don't bear that out. We're $114,000 over budget just on the premiums, and $20,000 over budget just on the shipping. So that's like $134 over budget just for premiums and shipping. And I've made this point before, I'll make it again. We have two big drives in the first part of the year and one small drive, and only one big drive and one small in the second part. To be $75,000 under budget in the fourth month of the year is really a problem, because we can't make it up in the second 6 months.
Right.
Okay. All right, so we are going to move along to Texas. I don't know if Jim Boyd rejoined us. Did you, Jim?
Yeah, I'm back.
Okay, well, we're just going around the horn, so let us know where things stand at KPFT as far as you know. Then we'll go to Bill.
Okay, I wish we could add some sugar to this thing, but we ended a drive on the 9th, and we came out. We had a goal of $300,000. We raised about $245,000. So we were scrambling right now. We had a good silent campaign back in December, and the payments we've been receiving more than we expected for the fall drive and for the silent campaign, which has kind of pulled us through a little bit. But we'll be looking for some cuts in some of our expenses, because we're not doing much better than the other stations. There was one request by the general manager, because of some of the confusion that's going on in national office. They would like to be notified if there are any bills, important bills that aren't being paid that may impact the station, like if there's any health insurance or any other kinds of insurance that aren't being paid.
Mm-hmm.
They could
get a
heads up on that, because it really causes problems for people if they can't plan on it.
Yeah, I mean, that's a reasonable request, absolutely.
Bill?
Okay.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, thanks, Jim. One of the things I'll put a little good news in, I guess. This is no big secret because it's been on the air, but the past general manager of the NPR station in Houston has been helping us with this last fund drive. He was there pitching with us almost every morning. He's really trying to help us out. And we're hoping to work out some arrangement with him to help with additional fundraising. We have, we still need to raise about $200,000. Well, I guess we're partway there, but not too far towards getting a new transmitter. And we're operating at, I think, about one-third power again. So we really need it. We're kind of in the situation KPFK was at for, over a year, I guess. We're operating at reduced power because of transmitter troubles. And it's been, we haven't been up to really 100% for about a year, and we've been operating at various amounts of reduced power, from ranging from about 10% to a third percent to 80%, and now we're back to a third. So that's a major goal for us, and I'm not sure when that's going to happen, but we're hoping that we'll be getting going soon. One of our programs is produced by a local nonprofit called Children at Risk, and they put in a grant proposal for I think $300,000 to strengthen education reporting. We haven't heard back yet, so I don't know what's going to happen. But I think it's an example of the kind of things that maybe all the stations might be looking at doing more of, is, you know, working with local nonprofits. This particular one's, you know, already involved heavily in KPFT, but on joint programs where you can maybe get grants to support, you know, some portion of our programming, or, you know, at least help with that.
Okay, thanks, Bill. Any questions for Texas?
Yes, our Paul Campbell.
Okay, I heard Campbell and our Paul.
Bill, one thing, you're absolutely right about the grants, and there are two things I guess I have to ask about this. First is, what is the foundation and the type of programming that you're able to do with the foundation? And the second thing is about execution.
Well, the particular organization, it's called Children at Risk, and they have a show on KPFT that they produce, or people that are associated with that organization produce. I mean, as they do this as volunteers, called Growing Up in America, and it's about children issues. A lot of it has to do with education, and the grant proposal, I haven't read it, but it's basically up to help reporting of education issues. I don't know specifically
reporting
on the details.
Of education
reporting on the,
okay, yeah,
so that the public can be better informed about education issues, but I don't know the details. Maybe Jim does, I'm not sure.
I think KPFK is applied for the same one.
And I think it's through CPB. I think it's some additional, or partially CPB. I guess it'd have to be all or nothing, but I think they're apparently been soliciting grant proposals for this.
Oh, okay. And so far as the work that the station has to do itself, and so far as, you know, carrying out the work plan or work statement of the grant. What's involved in that?
I don't know. I'd have to check with our development director.
Okay.
I believe that's all been done. The station had some input, but putting it together was not done by the station. It was done by the program. And so we were in a position of only adding data.
Oh, okay. So you gave them the air and you gave them some data.
And we will help produce some of the programming.
Okay.
There will be shared costs that will be paid for by the grant.
Okay, thank you.
Excuse me. There was someone on the staff after Campbell.
Arpal.
Correct. Go ahead.
Okay. Jim, could you tell me the goal and what you've gotten again?
$300,000 was the goal. And I don't have the exact figure. It was around $246,000, middle of last week.
How many days total?
Oh, it was, what is it? Bill, was it 13? Stopped on the 9th.
You're talking about the duration of the drive? It was,
yeah,
about 2.5 weeks, something like that. I can check if you'll give me a minute.
17.
I have a question.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I heard this mentioned. How much, Jim, do you attribute the results to the
excuse me, patchy transmitter coverage, because I expect that plays a role. Oh, sorry, I'm having an allergy attack. But what are your thoughts about that?
I don't know if I did it at all. In looking over the way the donations came in, I found kind of an alarming trend. Our music programs did very well, and the talk programs did not do well, which I found a little tough because it seemed like we get a lot more support for the music programs farther out and closer into the city is where we get more of the make it more of the talk programming support. So I don't know how much of the transmitter problems resulted in the lower fund drive, but we took quite a hit. Democracy Now! Just really took a hit, and that seemed to be a lot of downtown Houston kind of people.
Interesting. Okay. Anybody else with any questions for Texas? All right, on to D.C. Marcus.
Hi, how are you?
Hello.
I'm here. Okay, so I have to report our situation continues to be most challenging. Currently, there is no financial report, accounting or reporting to the LSB, which is very, very troubling. And I'm going to hit on a bunch of the main points, I think, you should be informed about and considered. We just started a pledge drive. The pledge drive, and this is actually a positive note, it's a 21-day pledge drive. The goal is $400,000. We're in the third day. In the first 2 days, Sunday was an incredible day. First 2 days, we've raised $53,000. So that's very encouraging. I'm so pleased about that. We are only using donated premiums. We're not buying any premiums. And we are very hopeful about this pledge drive. Let's see. We didn't have a finance committee meeting in January. Our general manager was unavailable, and our part-time business manager did not respond to the call for the regularly scheduled finance committee meeting, which was very disappointing. I am told we made payroll, our last payroll, which is very encouraging. We have a new local station board, and the local station board voted to initiate removal of our general manager. The general manager has been on extended, he's been unavailable for approximately 3 weeks. I believe he's back now. Let's see. Most of the staff is still at 75% wages, but there are a couple of people who are not, and I'll have more to say about that in closed session. Staff morale is really low, but they're pulling it together. Once again, we've received no financial reporting or accounting from the general manager or the business manager in some time, and it's very, very troubling. We do have a new board with new leadership. We do have a new slate of PMB members, and we are encouraged and hopeful that things are going to get better. That's it. Hello?
Okay, thanks. We'll go to Campbell.
Okay. The general manager was out on sick leave, and he's been extremely ill. In regards to certainly the drive, I think it's one that is going to be successful, and despite some problems where we had some peculiarities from some folks who are saying to pledge protests donations where you're not donating, and there's a very unfortunate situation taking place and at the station, and part of that really relates to things happening and not happening in regard to the national office. We aren't getting any reports from national office, which is problematic. And I guess at this time it might be useful to raise a question about a problem with regard to there not being the end of the year solicitation, mail solicitation from the national office, which usually raises about $150,000, and that just did not occur at all. And you know, the reports that we need to have the September 30 financial income statements, and I don't know what's going to happen on that, since apparently there's no one in the national office who can produce that kind of reporting at present, and that's a huge problem for us, because that also relates to our relocation, and we have, I guess, a number of challenges. If you know, things are handled properly, we can resolve them. But at present, despite, you know, it seems as though there are a number of technical challenges around the network, and yet the PNB did not consider the proposal that we had from a firm with regard to doing the build-out in the new location. That was not shared with the PNB at all. The vote that was taken insofar as how the build-out will take place, you can look for yourself at the what was submitted as a proposal for Pacifica Tech people to do the build-out, and that's just not a proposal at all, and there are no numbers on it, no figures as to how much it'll cost, the labor, the lodging, or anything like that. It's very unfortunate and difficult situation to even begin to imagine. And so this is, it's a, we've got an uphill struggle, and I think, though, that it's a doable situation, although, you know, it's very difficult, as Marcus was indicating, and there are a number of folks who, you know, while Pacifica and WPFW have been losing money to the tune of $5 million, excuse me, not billion, fortunately, we aren't in those order of magnitudes and numbers, but you know, we've been losing listenership for 5 years straight, and there had been some changes that our IED had encouraged to take place, and there are some of our volunteer programmers are rallying the community to say we want to go back to the old programming grid, and the unfortunate thing is that that's what's helped us continue to lose listenership and lose money. But hopefully cooler heads will prevail, and we'll be able to operate in a more effective fashion in the future. Thank you.
Okay. Questions or comments?
Michael, to the stack.
Okay. Anybody else?
I was wondering if you could forward anything about the planning that was involved with switching to only donated premiums, because we've tried here at KPFK for some time to reduce the premium expenses, and as you heard earlier, they're going up dramatically. So any pointers or suggestions would be greatly appreciated.
Let me mention something along these lines, because I was thinking about mentioning it when we were having this, these other discussions. It seems we have a national aid development task force, and the only thing is that it is really, I don't think, totally gotten engaged as one would hope that it would in terms of addressing just those kinds of situations and circumstances, what things are working in one locality that, you know, maybe another locality hadn't even considered. And I think that this is the kind of thing that needs to be shared, our best practices, and it was something that during the last term I was working on trying to see accomplish, and I think that this is what we need to do, to be able to look at, you know, what in a drive works for different stations. You know, do you have to have, like, extremely long drives, like at one time they were having it in KPFK, and, you know, there are some problems that resulted from that, or can you, you know, amend the drive some ways. One thing I find interesting here in D.C. is that WAMU is in drive at the same time that we are, and they stop their pitching at 8 o'clock in the evening. And so, you know, while they're in a week-long drive, it's not something that really you know, takes a big bite out of the programming so that people will maybe turn away from the station on a continuing basis. But I think that there are strategies that we can share. And I had shared last year the pitch book that our station had come up with, and that was something that was felt. In fact, Ali Lexa had mentioned that he felt that that was something very helpful for L.A.
Okay. Anybody else?
Marcus, I have a couple another comment if I may.
All right, you may.
Yeah, just quick. I mean, no big great planning. We just don't have any money for premiums. So that's the best expediter of planning one can have. I will say that programmers and people in the community are all pitching in and attempting to get tickets to performances and CDs from artists. And there's been quite a bit of that. I myself, even today, secured tickets for a performance at a local performance space that we'll use for premiums. So everybody's trying to pitch in because we realize this is a critical situation. And, man, we simply just do not have money for premiums. But I would also like to reiterate to our group that we currently have no financial reporting and accountability to the LSB at this station. We don't get any kind of financial reports. We don't get, you know, we're not able to have a meeting of the finance committee, and it is a very distressing situation right now, and I'm hoping with new leadership that we'll be able to move forward and move out of this. I'm certainly committed to it.
Head to the stack.
All right. Go for it.
Either Campbell or the other. I'm sorry. Name's gone.
Marcus.
The one of you.
Marcus,
right. Well, without mentioning any names, can you tell me how many paid programmers you have or how much the monthly or annual budget is for paid programmers, one or the other, without mentioning any names?
Marcus, we really have no paid programmers. I mean, there are people who have positions at the station who also have shows, but we don't have paid programmers.
Okay, thank you. Got it. Thank you. Nobody's paid for programming. Got it.
Right.
Okay.
Well,
anybody else?
Let me mention
and Bill.
Our news director is paid, and he does do, you know, the news, and he's also someone who's done some music programming as well. The public affairs director is someone who's paid and has a regular program, so you would have to consider her a program as well. Situation to a great extent is that a lot of people are volunteers, but somehow they've been able to parlay their programs into revenue sources.
Come on, Campbell.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, okay, you two. I know you have differing perspectives. It's good we have differing perspectives on the committee.
It's the fact.
We do have to let each other talk. You know, Barbara and I have differing perspectives as well. It happens.
Bill, for a sec.
I'm going to go to Bill, and then if one of you must rebut, again, we can do that. But let's go to Bill.
Thanks.
Because he's next on the stack.
I remember we talked before about the, I don't know what the backlog was of unshipped premiums from past fund drives. Is that being caught up, or are you using some of the donated premiums and just send to the people that didn't get their regular premium?
Marcus, to my knowledge, that has not been caught up. We are still way behind on unpaid outstanding premiums.
Is that affecting your renewals and things like that?
Over the past couple of years, substantially.
Is that affecting the renewals? Right. Have anybody looked at to see if there's a problem with the...
I beg your pardon?
Has that resulted in a decrease in renewing members? Has anybody looked at that?
I think it's rather difficult to draw a straight line. Some people have registered complaints on this score, and what I've done is to notify our development department in that regard to see what could be done towards expediting this. When our general manager came on board, he brought a fulfillment house in that really did knock a big hole in the backlog of premium. So that was, a substantial improvement. However, I think our general, fiscal challenges have, made much more improvement slow down quite a bit.
I'll just add real quick. Certainly, people are promised premiums and don't get them, they're unhappy. We've certainly been reaching out and informing our community how serious our situation is. I even recall programmers attempting to suggesting that they could call people in their shows and contact them about if they've not gotten their premiums and maybe we can replace them with something. That was not well received by the development group. So it's a problem. It's a real big problem. And, it's just a problem, as you all could imagine.
Okay. Good. I am going to move us along because it is 7:11 Pacific, and we are still hoping to have a closed session with the IED. So let's go to New York and R. Paul Martin.
Okay. Things are interesting in New York City. To start, we are in an on-air fundraiser right now. It started on the 4th of February, and we're going. Our February-thon will take up 31 days. So our February-thon will be extending on into March. And the goal is $850,000. I have some stats from the general manager, and we're way off. For the first 15 days of this on-air fundraiser, we are very significantly off where we should be. The goal, prorating the goal, we should have $392,000 by now, and in fact we have, $200,000. Basically we're 191 grand off the pace, and this is at about the halfway mark. Will things improve?
Excuse me, Paul.
Well, well, there's no way for it to improve that much, so we are not going to make the $850,000 goal. This is not good, because as everyone knows, BAI is in the midst of an interesting move. We have gotten the offices, for the most part, off to Four World Financial Center, and the business offices are there. And we are attempting, right now, we appear to be at this moment broadcasting from the rented CCNY studios, and we are having various difficulties with that, which is understandable because usually you get a lot more time to work out your technical issues. And we were supposed to have switched completely over to the CCNY facilities on Saturday, February 2nd. However, that had to be scrapped because we had technical difficulties at that point in time. And a couple of programs, while on the air at BAI, went off the air for a little while, even though we were broadcasting from 120 Wall. And I don't know, but I strongly suspect that it's related to trying to get all of this stuff to work. Because, you know, the end point is the same inside the Empire State Building transmitter room.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, if you're trying to switch something, you may accidentally take the other thing off the air for 4 minutes or something. Anyway, we have had some outages. We officially went there at 4:04 a.m. on Monday, the 18th. And, it wasn't the 2nd we were supposed to go. It was the 16th. I'm looking at the calendar and my eyes are blurry. We were supposed to switch over at midnight on the 16th, from the 15th to the 16th at midnight. And, in fact, we didn't do it until 4:04 in the morning on Monday the 18th. And that's when we got up there. And we have had outages since then, and some of them have lasted for rather a while. And the stream is sometimes affected by this. Basically, they're trying to get all of this stuff to work very rapidly, and they're running into the difficulties that you run into when you're having to do this very precise, technically detailed sort of stuff of getting a radio station switched to another remote location for its broadcast. And so that's ongoing right now, and of course that's going to at least somewhat impact the on-air fundraiser and make it even worse. The numbers I quoted before, where we're way off, we're 190 grand off from where we should be, those figures are overwhelmingly for they're all at 120 Wall Street from the information I've got. Being off the air for a while during this fundraiser is not going to help. In other matters, there is a lot of consternation among staff regarding what's happening with the CCNY thing. There are a lot of kinks to be worked out of this, and there are a lot of questions. There's stuff about needing identification, what sort of identification, will we get the official CCNY identification so we can go onto their campus more easily, and a whole load and load of questions, and staff are very, very concerned about this. The move has been happening, people have been pitching in, and stuff has been getting shipped out. On Sunday they brought in professional movers to get it finally all done. And I'm not sure of the status of whether there's any cleanup left or not, but there should not be much left at this point in time. A lot of stuff is being sent to a storage warehouse in Brooklyn, and so there's a truck, and there's stuff getting thrown into the truck, and they drive the truck to Brooklyn and unload it, and that's been happening a lot, and apparently the place is being stacked right up to the rafters. There's no air left in those storage spaces. They are chock full of BAI stuff. We also are laboring with absolutely no financial reporting except for what the general manager is putting out here about the thon and how badly it's doing. We are also wishing that the national office would indeed cough up financial statements, which we haven't seen for quite a few months. The local finance committee has not been able to meet because we have no financial documents to deal with at all. We also have we don't have a business manager at the station anymore since things got reconfigured, and so we're not getting anything. I have asked the general manager if he's getting any kind of financial statements, and he hasn't replied to that query. And so our local finance committee has not been able to meet, and at this point it can't meet because there's no place to meet. We're required to meet at the station, and we can't meet at CCNY, and I'm asking the general manager if we can, in fact, meet at the Four World Trade Center site, and he hasn't gotten back to me on that yet. So basically, things are not rosy at WBAI, but they're very, very active. Financially, this FON is obviously not doing well, there may be more to say during an executive session, but that's basically what report I can give at this time.
Okay, I'm before staff.
Alex, do you have anything to add? Are you here? Okay. Guess not. Okay, so we can take a stack. I heard Campbell. Anybody else? Okay, go ahead, Campbell.
Thank you. Paula, I'm sorry I interrupted you earlier, but I was trying to get the numbers straight. You said you're off 200,000 at this point.
191.
You're off 191,000.
Yeah, we've raised as of the end of business on the 15th, that's Friday, we had raised $200,299, and so we're off from our goal by $191,700.
Okay, thank you.
Kim, to the set.
Okay, go ahead, Kim.
Did our Christine come out there to help you with your drive?
I'm not sure. I'm not sure of who's helping. I'm told that there are some people helping. I'm not sure exactly who.
Yeah, I thought Christine from our station had gone out there because she's really good at that. So I don't know. It's not. You know. Yes, it would be nice to get. Reports from National, but basically only about 15% stuff comes from National. You know, all of your business managers, and I understand you have a different situation, Arpal, but the other business managers, you know, basically 85% of our reporting or, accounting is local stuff, which those stations that have business managers should be able to produce, and you can get a pretty good idea of what's going on. So, it's not all dependent on getting these reports from National.
Let me say, again, we have our business manager is located 1,000 miles away, and I don't have any contact with that person. I have been asking the WBAI general manager for a couple of things, and I'm not getting responses to most of what I ask. And there is the fact that he's trying to manage the a very strange move and several other things that are going on at the same time. I do wish he would reply. Maybe after this meeting he will.
That could be. Okay, is there anybody else on the stack? All right. So thank you, everyone. Lots of issues have surfaced. Just to do a quick kind of closer, and we are going to move to closed for a couple of minutes, not for too long, I hope. This is the last meeting of the 2012 Finance Committee, so I want to thank those who will not be with us anymore. Local Treasurer Kim Kaufman from KPFK, thank you for all of your hard work. And the PNB reps from the other stations that we know are termed out at this point, Alex Steinberg from New York, who's not here, Bill Crozier from KPFT from Texas, and Campbell Johnson from D.C., thank you very much for everything that you've done. It's been a pleasure to work with all of you, and you'll be missed. And for myself, I don't know if this is my last Finance Committee meeting or not. We will see. Okay, so
this Did you mention Kim Aaron?
No, I forgot Ken. That's awful. I'm so sorry, Ken.
She's being very quiet. But
Ken Aaron from KPFK.
I want to thank this whole committee for all the help with KPFK for this last year. And thank you all for help with, you know, our transmitter issues. Apparently it's up and we're at full power. And I want to thank this committee for helping that get done. I feel, you know, very good, like we actually did something. Mm-hmm. We can brag to the listeners, hey guys, we actually did something for you. You can now hear us in the Southland here. So I appreciate all the hard work that this committee has done this last year.
Okay. So with that, we will adjourn this meeting and reconvene in executive session. The agenda will simply be an update from the IED and probably Q&A after that. And we'll keep it to about a half an hour and hope to get off the phone by about 8 o'clock Pacific. If anyone doesn't have the executive session code, either give me an email or a call. Otherwise, I will see you on the other side.
All right, before we go, I'd like to say thanks to Tracy for all the tremendous work she's done.
Yes, yes. Thank you, Tracy.
You've really done a great job as the Pacifica treasurer over this past year.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you, Tracy.
You've steered a very difficult ship in very choppy waters, gracefully and stably.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate having such a terrific committee to work with, and thank you. And yes, it's a choppy ship, or it's choppy water, but
and a choppy ship.
all of those things, but
a sinking ship in choppy waters.
Nonetheless, we carry on. Okay, see you all in a few. Bye bye.